This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. My brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. A statement which the scholars made regarding the Quran, that all of the Quran is tawheed, talks about tawheed, talks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once it comes to His essence, His that, once it comes to His names and attributes, once it comes to His actions, rububiyyah, being the creator, the owner, al-malik, the sustainer, the provider, the one who gives life and takes it away, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who benefits and causes harm, and also His rights, uluhiyya, His rights upon us. So all of the Quran is really about this. And here we are dealing with the greatest surah in the Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha. And subhanallah, the first verse in the surah, الحمد لله رب العالمين. The scholars, when they looked at Tawheed, they defined it into, or categorized it into, three types. The first type, they call it Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once it comes to His rububiyyah, His actions. The second type, tawheed al-uluhiyyah, singling out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or unifying the oneness, or achieving the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your ibadah. And also the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once it comes to His names and attributes. And if you ask you, if someone asks you about, give me an evidence for Tawheed al-Rububiyyah in the Quran, give me an evidence that a verse that can address Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, immediately you say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. I understand that a lot of you are looking and saying ha tonight, but I decided to explore this because Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين ربوبية. Then comes الألوهية, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. In simple terms, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, listen, I am the Lord, Al-Rabb. And the Lord means the one who creates. So you as a Muslim believe that Allahu khaliqu kulli shay'. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything. This dismisses what some people say Mother Nature created. This dismisses what some people say that things were created by accident. That this world came into existence by accident. This dismisses the idea of Darwin that somehow the human race developed from another animal, kind of species, apes. So you believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything. You see, when you say in the salah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, you're reflecting upon this. That you are the creator and you created me. That is one. Then he still owns you. One of the definition of the word Rabb, As-Sayyid Al-Malik Al-Muta'. He owns you. You are his servant, whether you like it or not. You are his servant, whether you like it or not. You believe that. Add to this, you believe that he is the one who given you the life that you have. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is the one who will take the life away from you at a certain time. So as you go through this, you also believe that he is the one who can benefit you. He is the one who sustains you. Look what Ibrahim alayhi salam said to his people. قُلْ أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْبُدُونَ أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمُ الْأَقْدَمُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ عَدُوٌّ لِي إِلَّا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. You see, these idols which you worship, they are my enemies. But the Lord of all that exist, Rabbul Alameen, is not my enemy. Except Rabbul Alameen, he is not my enemy. And look how he defines his Rabb. الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ. The one who created me and guides me. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. And when I get sick, هذا كل ربوبية, هذا تعريف الربوبية, رب العالمين, رب الحمد لله رب ال, oh, the same thing, الذي خلقني فهو يهدين, the one who created me and the one who guides me. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. And when I get sick, he cures me. وَالَّذِي يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ. إِلَّا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ. وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ. And the one who gives me food and water. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. When I get sick, he cures me. وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينَ. And the one who causes me to die, and the one who brings me back to life. وَالَّذِي أَطْمَعُ أَن يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَتِي يَوْمَ الدِّينَ. And the one whom I'm hoping that he will forgive me in the day of resurrection. هَذَا كُلُّ رَبِّ. رَبِّ. So if you believe this is the Rabb, then this necessitates to worship him, to submit to him. The first type is al-rububiyyah, leads you to worship. If this is what you believe in, that Allah is the one who created you, the one who made you, the one who feeds you, the one who takes care of you when you get sick, the one who can forgive your sins in the day of resurrection, then it's pointless to go and worship someone else. Then you must say what? Iyyaka na'bud. شوف الفاتحة. شوف الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. If you're smart, إياك, I will worship you. I shouldn't be worshiping anyone else because you got me. Inshallah, يعني I'm going to have to get off Al-Fatiha a little bit and throw some ground regarding Tawheed. Once, and pay attention to this, يعني it may sound a little bit heavy, but if you hang in there, you will get it at the end of the day, inshallah. Once they say, Al-Iman Billah, believe in Allah. First of all, believe in Allah is the foundation of the religion. That you believe in Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani is the basis on which everything else falls. When you say faith in Allah, you're talking about four things. Are you ready? Number one, you believe that Allah exists. Two, you believe that Allah is the Rabb, meaning the Creator. When you say the word the Rabb, you mean the Creator, the owner, sovereignty, something like that. He owns everything. With tadbir, he is the disposer of your affairs. He is the one who benefits and can cause you to go harm ways. We cannot say Allah harms. This is Rabb. Then your actions. You see, Rabb are the action or the action of Allah, the actions of Allah. But your action is al-uluhiyya. If you say Allah is the one who created, the one who takes care of me, the one who sustains me, then right away you say what? قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي عَلَى طول. هذه الألوهية العبادة. That you single out Allah with your action. And then comes in a fourth type, which is the names and the attributes. The names and the attributes. Again, faith in Allah comprises four things. One, you believe that Allah exists. And we're going to address each one of those. Two, you believe that He is the Rabb. And I explained what the Rabb means, right, more than one time. You believe that He is the Ilah. And then you believe in His names and attributes the way that our righteous predecessors understood them. Are we good so far? Huh? I'm going to take it easy, go slow. It's a lot of fun. طيب. Let's deal with the first one. Believe in the existence of Allah. Let me ask you this question. If an atheist asks you, provide an evidence that Allah exists. You have those in school, don't you? You have people who do not actually believe Allah exists. What can you say to them? I'm asking you, what can you say to them? If someone who does not believe in Allah tells you, come on, I would like to believe in Allah, but just prove to me that He exists. What would you say? All right. That's good. Yes, Abdul Rahman. That makes sense, Mukhtar. No. طيب. Let's say this. We could provide 5 evidence for the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by the way, we're not saying this because we're skeptical, okay? We're just teaching. 2 of those can be used with someone who does not believe in Allah, an atheist basically. And the rest of the 3 are for a person who has some divine interest. I mean divine interest in divine, like he believes in books and so forth. The first evidence is al-fitrah. We call it what? Instinct. By instinct, every human being believes in Allah, has Allah. Sorry, the word is not belief. Has Allah. Has some knowledge of Allah. Who Allah is. As a matter of fact, I'm telling you, they have knowledge where Allah is. And one of the most amazing things when that soccer player who's not a Muslim scores a goal and he goes and he does like this. Fitrah. Instinct. Al-Quran spoke about this fitrah, by the way. Where? Surah Al-A'raf, verse 172. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. And remember when Allah, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is unseen, something that happened by the way to each one of us, but we don't remember it. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam, مسح على ظهره, he wiped in his back. وأخرج منه كل نسمة هو خالقها إلى يوم القيامة. And he brought out of his back every single soul that will be born into this world until the day of resurrection. And he asked us, Jazakallah khair Abu Rashid, am I your Lord? Guess what we said? Bala, meaning yes. فهذا هو ميثاق الفطرة. We don't recall this. And وهذا من رحمة الله. This is out of the mercy of Allah that Allah does not hold us accountable according to that covenant. He still sends us what? وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا. هذا من رحمة الله. By inclination you should believe in Allah. But because the fact that all of us forgot, and this is the nature of man, we forget. This hadith, يا إخوة, في سنن الإمام النسائي ومسند أحمد حديث ابن عباس. And listen to this story just to show you how Adam forgets and how we forget. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took all the offspring out of the back of Adam, Adam saw a very bright child. He said, who is this, Ya Rab? لَهُ وَمِيصٌ. يعني برايت كان. قال هذا ولدك داود. This is your son داود. يأتي في آخر الزمان. سبحان الله. داود at the end of time. He will be born towards the end of time. Imagine داود. نبي الله داود. The end of time. We are at the tail of time. قال يا رب كم عمره. He said, oh Allah, how long he is supposed to live? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, 60 years. He said, ya Rab, oh Allah, take from my life 40 and make him live 100. Sayyidina Adam was supposed to live 1,000 years. And by the way, we know the angel of death would come to the prophets and the messengers, Ayan and Yan. Before they die, they would come to them. When Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam reached the age of 960, the angel of death came to him and said, time to go. He said, what do you mean? I'm supposed to live 1,000 years. He said, remember you given your son Dawood 40? He said, no, I did not. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, commenting upon this, فجحد آدم وجحدت ذريته فنسي آدم ونسيت ذريته. Rasul Salam actually is narrating this to you to show you that how come we forgot that covenant. Even so, it was done. So Adam forgot, and as will we forget. And ولذلك Ibn Abbas says, إنما سمي الإنسان إنسانا لنسيانه. الإنسان is called insan because he forgets. فالشاهد, the important thing is, هذه الفطرة. طيب, do we have anything that talks about this فطرة in the Sunnah? نعم, we do. حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه في صحيح الإمام البخاري, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم says, كل مولود يولد على الفطرة. Every newborn is born a Muslim. Listen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving you a Muslim baby. الفطرة هنا هي الإسلام. Submitting. Knowing who Allah is, at least. كل مولود يولد على الفطرة. But what happened when you come to this world and you're a Muslim baby? And that goes against what Christians say. What Christians say that we're born what? Because they want to justify the so-called crucifixion. They say that we are born with the original sin, the sin of our father Adam. When Allah told us in the Quran, فتلقى آدم من ربه كلمات فتاب عليه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the repentance of Adam. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Adam and his wife, they said, oh Allah, we have wronged ourselves. If you do not forgive us, we'll be amongst the losers. We know that Allah accepted the repentance. In Christianity, for them to justify the slaying of a messenger on a cross, they believe that the children are not born in a pure state. But in Islam, we believe that our children are born Muslims. Now what happens? Comes in the parents. They play with this. The first impact is the parents. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says what? فَأَبَوَاهُ يُهَوِّدَانِهِ. then his parents will turn him into a Jew. أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ will turn him into a Christian. أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ or turn him into an idol, atheist, whatever it is. Idol worshipper, I mean. This fitrah gets influenced by who? First, by the parents. Whether there you go, if you are a righteous man, marry but a righteous woman. The woman is going to break down the fitrah of the child. She's going to teach him belly dancing and stuff like that. I mean, if this is where you're going. كل مولود يولد على الفطرة. And subhanAllah, the verse that followed, the verse that I just quoted في سورة الأعراف, Allah actually also referred to the parents. شوف, أن تقولوا يوم القيامة إنا كنا عن هذا غافلين. Here is what I'm looking for. أو تقولوا إنما أشرك آباؤنا من قبل وكنا ذرية من بعدهم أفتهلكنا بما فعل المبطلون. So that you do not say in the day of resurrection, we came into this world, Allah is talking about the children, and we found our parents mushriks, and they took us to shirk. That is why Allah, the following verse is talking about the sending of the messengers. وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا. That we're going to send messengers now to remind you of that covenant, to remind you of that fitrah. We're going to send you messengers. طيب, can be other things that affect the fitrah. Yes, the public school. Yes, smoking weed, going around boys who are dating. It's okay. All of this, listen, teachers, internet, TV, all of this places a veil on that fitrah completely. And when there is a veil on that fitrah, which is you're supposed to find Allah with, your distance from the truth, it's hard. Distance from the truth. And that is why, by the way, when you talk to people about Allah, it depends on how their fitrah was damaged. We call it how it was scratched. If it was not scratched too much, oh, that makes sense. And subhanAllah, I always give that parable, and it's really ideal. You know when you go and buy a software, you know? Software, like application. You know you must have something in the CPU, right? That matches what? Queryable, they call it queryable, something like that. It matches the software. That is why when you install the software and it looks, oh, you must install something from the manufacturer. هذه الفطرة. الفطرة. That's why when you speak about somebody about Islam, you know, it looks like this. He looks at you like this. النصارى يقول لك ترى أعينهم تفيض من الدم مما عرفوا من الحق. لين الفطرة. الفطرة. That is why, يا إخوة, I'm telling you, the key to keep your children on the path of Tawheed is to make sure that this fitrah is protected. Their identity is protected. But let me give you another scenario. Here is teachers, writers, I said this, others who could instill into children's minds ideas would change and contaminate the fitrah, or at least places a veil over the fitrah so that they are not able to turn towards the truth. But let me ask you this question. Are we doing good? Do you understand what I'm doing here? Or good? We have a newborn. And imagine we place that newborn in a house where he is not exposed to anything at all, to any influence. This is hypothetical, of course. You shouldn't do this. But somehow, he is not being influenced by any human beings. Would the child maintain the fitrah? Would the child be able to believe in Allah and find his way? Yes or no? Come on.
Yes.
Abdul Rahman, yes or no?
Both.
Yes or no?
Both. Yes or no? Yes, both.
Both of them? Zaya yes. Hussein.
Yes, but there is no one to depend on the families.
Mahna gulna, the family is out of the game now. They are in the house. No influence at all. Yes or no? طب اسمع هذا الكلام اسمع حديث عياض ابن حمار المجاشعي هذا صحابي رضي الله عنه والحديث في صحيح مسلم The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says إني خلقت عفوا The Prophet said Allah said حديث إلهي قدسي The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنِّي خَلَقْتُ عِبَادِي كُلَّهُمْ حُنَفَاء ثُمَّ اِجْتَالَتْهُمُ الشَّيَاطِينَ But your enemy is not the human enemy only. عندك الجني. الشيطان. هو الشيطان is going to whisper. ولذلك لابد من نور الوحي. You must be closer to the light of revelation to protect yourself from شياطين الإنس and شياطين الجن. That's the key. Even if you're left alone. إني خلقت الله سبحانه وتعالى says I created all my servants and that confirms also the فطرة. هذا حديث آخر confirms the فطرة. إني خلقت عبادي كلهم حنفاء. All my servants are حنيف. على التوحيد على الإسلام. Then what happened? ثم جاءتهم الشياطين فاجتالتهم وحرمت عليهم ما أحللت لهم. Then the shayateen comes, Satan's, the jinni, will come and take them away from the path of submission. لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذكر يا إخوة أن الشيطان يجري من ابن آدم مجرى الدم. You see, if you're able to place your child in a cave or some place, but guess what? Shaitan penetrates what? قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسْ فِي You cannot protect yourself from shaitan. You can't, body-wise. The only way, نور الوحي. ولذلك إياك that you rely on your having your child. You must teach him the religion. You must teach him the deen. فالشاهد or the important thing is, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I created my servants حنفاء, meaning monotheists. But the devils came to them and deviated them from their religion, prohibiting what I allowed. Something so fascinating about the fitrah, and if you probably why, or you wonder sometimes, why do we go through hardships? Somehow hardships and calamities purify your fitrah. When you go through hardship, somehow that veil which messed up your fitrah is removed. Look, and Allah in this verse, by the way, spoken about the disbelievers, الكفار. وَإِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرُّ فِي الْبَحْرِ ضَلَّ مَنْ تَدْعُونَ إِلَّا إِيَّا When you're sailing in the sea, and there is a storm, you're about to drown. Serious business now. ما فيش همبكة واللت ولا العزة ومش عارف خلاص هتموت. You're gonna die. عكرمة كيف أسلم عكرمة؟ ما هو في سنن الإمام النسائي حديث سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله عنه. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم came to Mecca, he named عكرمة to be killed, even if he's hanging on the curtains of Kaaba. حتى ولو كان معلقا بأستار الكعبة. خمسة كان في خمسة. Three men and two women. ودول كانوا اشتركوا كلهم في أذية النبي. They used to harm the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فأكرم knew this. He ran away. He got to Jeddah or to the Red Sea. He got on a ship. And guess what? They are sailing. So the captain of the ship stood up. Ayyuha an-nas, there is a storm and it looks like we're drowning. اعلموا أنه لن ينجيكم اليوم إلا الإخلاص. If you want to be spared, أخلص. Call upon Allah. اللت والعزة ودول is not going to benefit you. Allah. يبقى الفطرة إيه على طول إيه؟ The fitra gets, I'm trying to prove a point that when you go through a heart, why we, subhanAllah, a person, صلي عم الحج, لا ما صلى مش مش طب صلى, and when he goes through, يا رب اغفر لي, يا رب اغفر لي, يا رب توب علي, يا رب أنا غلطان, يا رب يقول لك, يعود. لأن الفطرة, أحيانا الرجل صاحب الجنتين, في سورة الكهف. The man with the two gardens. He has a lot of money, a lot of wealth. ودخل جنته وظالم لنفسه. ظالم لنفسه. قال ما أظن أن تبيد. ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا. This garden will never vanish. And you know what? There is no day of judgment. And if there is a day of judgment, Allah will give me something better. طب. What got him back to his fitra? Gone with the wind. فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك. I wish I didn't say this. يعني قصة إسلام the father of عمران ابن حسين, حسين بن عبيد. He actually came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم with his son عمران, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم asked him this question: يا حسين, كم من إله تعبد? How many gods do you worship? He said seven. الرجل صريح. Seven. ستة في الأرض وواحد في السماء. Six in earth. Six of these gods are in earth. And the seventh is in the heavens. شوف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا إخوة, he didn't say to him, يا كافر. لا. Look. أيهما تدعو لرغبك ورهبك. شايف? دعوة يا إخوة. When you get in trouble, which one you call for? قال الذي في السماء. على طول. The one in the heavens. شوف أأمنتم من يقول لك بعض المسلمين يقول لك الله is everywhere. يا عم everywhere زي ما هو يا عم قرآنه everywhere. ده انت نيلت الدنيا خالص everywhere. ده النصارى أحسن منك. Christians are better than you. At least they say that Allah came in the body of عيسى. انت بتقول لي الله is everywhere. ازاي الكلام هذا? أأمنتم من في السماء? فالفطرة gets purified by the virtue, if I may use the word, of what? Calamities and hardships. So that's evidence number one. Did we understand this? Huh? You did not understand it? No? Well, Shwan, I've been translating everything to English. Just watch it again, inshallah. intellect, reasoning. Reasoning. What do you mean by reason? That's evidence number two, that Allah exists. Intellect. طيب. Very simple question. Who created this world? No, let's just ask. Who created it? No, we say Allah, alhamdulillah. We're Muslims, بفضل الله. But you find people out there saying, الطبائعيون. We call them the naturalists. The nature. And subhanAllah, this is, you find even some Muslims falling into this trap. You find Muslims now saying when there is a thunder or a snowstorm, and you ask them, what's up in Denver? Everything is okay in Denver. Oh, Mother Nature. We have a storm. Mother Nature. هذا بيأكد هذا المعنى. ورد حديث يا إخوة في صحيح مسلم. زيد ابن خالد الجهني, the narrator of the hadith, he says, رضي الله عنه, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم خطبنا على إثر سماء. It rained last night, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in the morning, he addressed us and he said, أصبح اليوم, Allah said, يعني حديث قدسي again, Allah said, أصبح اليوم مؤمن بالكواكب كافر بي وكافر بالكواكب ومؤمن بي. This morning, some people are disbelievers in elements of the universe being the creators and believing in me being the one who sends down the rain and vice versa. Those who say that the rain came down because of this thing moved this way and this way and this way, he's a believer in al-kawakib, disbelievers in me. Oh. طيب, you want to say that nature created the universe? A question that we have to ask here, what do you mean by nature? You mean the mountains, the trees, the sun, the moon? Basically what you're telling me, that the mountain created the mountain, the moon created the moon, the stars created the stars. Does this make sense? ولذلك في صحيح البخاري جبير بن وطع ابن عدي, he entered Medina when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was reciting these verses in Surah At-Tur. أم خلقوا من غير شيء أم هم الخالقون. Were you created by nobody or you created yourselves? He said, كاد قلبي أن يطير. My heart was about to soar out of my chest. Oh. It doesn't make any sense right away. It doesn't even make, because they have something called the law of cause and what? Cause and what? Cause and effect. I mean, in order for this thing to be here, somebody must what? Move it. Cause and effect. طيب, if you mean by the nature, the laws that governs, like for you to get rain, the wind must send some cloud, and the cloud must carry something, so the law that governs how things operate, You really did not answer my question, because I was asking who created things, not how things happen. Now, if you mean by nature that there is another force that caused this to existence, and this force is somehow wise, and you know what, you're talking about Allah. Come believe in Allah. As simple as that. So what do you mean by nature? هذا الموضوع يا إخوة الناس بعل والله your children are being taught كفر كفر وفي بلاد المسلمين in some of the Muslim countries they teach these curriculums to your children. Energy creates itself or something like that. Don't you have this? والأولاد تقرأ وتحفظ. You as parents مشي حالك جبت ياد A plus يابا مية مية. No. They teach them this stuff. They teach them that nature is a God, is a creator, is and so forth. You have others, and this one is really interesting, who say that, you know what, this world was created by accident. This one is out of this world. When somebody actually presented this to him, he didn't say, okay, you know what? Yeah, some people came to him and they believed that the world was created by accident. But he didn't react. And they were expecting him to react. He did not react. I said, I'm sorry, I'm so occupied with a mas'ala shar'iyya. Somebody asked me for a fatwa. And I don't know how to answer them. Okay, can we help you? What is the fatwa? He said, somebody told me that there is a ship that has no captain that stops in every port. And they put things on that ship and then it sails to another port. And then it stops at the other port and they take things out and they put, and there is no captain. There is, so these guys must be crazy. It's impossible. I said, what about this universe, man? أنت تجد هذا الأعرابي عجيب يقول لك إيه البعرة تدل على البعير والأثر يدل على المسير سماء ذات النجوم ها أبراج أرض ذات فجاج بحار ذات أمواج ألا يدل ذلك على السميع الخبير. Oh, Arab, Badawi, he doesn't even have knowledge of this stuff. He said, if you see a dung, you know what a dung is, right? D-U-N-G, dung, bad things, you know. Of a camel, then you know there was a camel here. If you see a footsteps of somebody, that means somebody was walking here. What about these heavens with the stars, the earth with these valleys? Doesn't this invite you to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There is no way. This is reasoning. You're really, you see, I'm not using Quran here, okay? You're noticing that I'm not using what? Because I'm supposed to be talking to somebody who does not believe in divine. So we're using reasoning. You're reasoning with the person. Listen, come on. This world was created by accident. Well, some of them go after something called the Big Bang theory. Theory. The Big Bang. And you know what? Subhanallah, we have it. The Big Bang in the Quran. But they say that what happened is, it's like, hey, you do like this, and then everything got in place. يا شيخ ازاي يعني by accident, everything by accident after the Big Bang, the trees, the mountains, the stars, the heavens, come on. Like I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right after this, He spoke about the creation. That was the initial thing. After this, وَجَعَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ رَوَاسِيَ أَنْ تَمِيدَ بِهِمْ وَأَنْهَارًا وَسُبُلًا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ. وَجَعَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ سَقْفًا مَحْفُوظًا وَهُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. So after the Big Bang, Allah spoke about creating things. No, they say, after the Big Bang, everything just by accident went in its place. No creator. خلاص. فَوِي كُلْ دِسْ رِيزِنِنْ يعني. طيب. Let's talk to those who believe in divine. We have something called the Sharia. What do you mean by the Sharia? Subhanallah. Ya ikhwa, you find somebody messed up with his life. Drinking, committing adultery, messed up. He's in the court every day. Everybody's suing him. His life is dysfunctional. Nothing is working. ليه؟ ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له. طب تعالى. He comes to you. السلام عليكم يا أخي. أنت بتصلي؟ السلام عليكم. أنت أخي في الله. أنا أحبك في الله. أنت بتصلي؟ لا ما بصليش يا شيخ. طب بتصلي يا أخي. صلي. Pray 5 times a day. يروح يصلي. بعدين after a while he sits in these lectures and he learns more. أو من كان ميتا فأحييناه. He was dead. Death of what? Of the heart. We resurrected his heart. فأحييناه وجعلنا له نورا يمشي به في الناس. He's actually inviting people to this now. Come on guys, if you want to fix your life, this is the way. Come. Come. Follow the religion. Sharia. الدين. الدين by itself is an evidence for the that it comes from where? Mahawa, you need to understand this. You as a person is made of two components put together. You and me are two things put together. You see, after we are sperm and then nutfa fa'alaqa, a little flesh, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends an angel. Hadith ibn Mas'ud fi Sahih Muslim. He blows what inside you? The soul. The soul. And he writes 4 things. You come out, quack, 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 you grow up. أعمار أمتي بين 60 و70, the lifespan of my ummah between 60 and 70 years old, and very few. You're very okay if you have iman, if you pass that. Then you lay down in the bed of death. An angel comes and calls what out of you? يَا أَيَّتُهَا الْ. For life, when those two components are what? And death is when those two components are what? طيب, a lot of people are focusing on nourishing the body. How do you nourish your body? What do you do? Eat. Drink, exercise, sleep. You need to go to sleep, Muhammad, or what? All right, lay down, you can lay down. طيب, what is the nourishment for the soul? Have you ever asked this question? What? You don't know that your soul also requires nourishment, food? What is the nourishment for the soul? Al-Islam. Submission. Al-Sharia هذه. Al-Ibadat. You call it dhikr, siyam, salah, zakafah. Ya ikhwa, the highest income in the world in a country called Sweden, the highest suicide in the world in a country called Sweden. Why? Because the nourishment of the body is not what brings you happiness. You see, to be happy is not about having a car, is not about, I mean, certain cars, is not, I mean, this will bring you some temporary happiness, but the real happiness is what? The soul. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. The remembrance of Allah brings you what? Peace, tranquility. I want to tell you also that Satan is very smart. He actually produced his own substance for the soul. Such as what? And I'm talking to the youth. Weed. Getting high. Drinking. But guess what? This has what? Side effects. You're going to destroy your health. You're going to destroy your family. It's going to take away your wealth, your money. People are going to look down at you when you go around like this, like a cuckoo, waku. La. The nourishment of the soul is a salah. Ma huwa da hada dalil ala wujud al hada dalil. This is an evidence for the existence of Allah. You see, يعني ولله المثل الأعلى. Why people like Toyota and I hope I'm not making advertisement for them and this Honda, because they have good manual. They have a good manual. They tell you what to do with the car to maintain it, so you can own this car for what? You see, Islam is your manual. هذه الشريعة. هذه الشريعة. Is an evidence for the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How long we still have? Na'am? 7 minutes. Number four, ad-du'a. Subhanallah, ya akhi. Ad-du'a is an evidence for the existence of Allah, that you raise your hand and you say, Ya Rabb, and Allah provides. Yani Anas Ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, kama fi as-sahihayn, he says one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was delivering khutbah al-jumu'ah. Fadakhal a'rabi, a Bedouin entered. Ya Rasulallah, fi khutbah al-jumu'ah, while the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is delivering khutbah al-jumu'ah. Oh Messenger of Allah, halaka az-zar'u wad-dar'u. No rain, ya Rasulallah, our animals are about to die, we don't have any food. Ask Allah to bring down the rain. Al minbar ya ikhwa, on the minbar, dare you make dua but with your sababa. We see some khatib sometime doing like this. Hadi anza Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yad'u bis sababa ala al minbar. Fada'a. Oh Allah, bring down. Anas swears by Allah that he did not leave the pulpit until the rain came through the ceiling to the extent that the beard of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was wet. He swears actually that before that Bedouin entered, the sun, the horizon was what? So clear. No even a single cloud. Not even a single cloud in the heaven. Tab, who sent the rain? Who answered the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Mean? Mahada dalil. But the same hadith, the following week, it kept raining for a whole week. The following week, the Prophet ﷺ also delivering the khutbah, the same Bedouin enter, Ya Rasulallah, the rain is destroying everything, Ya Rasulallah, ask Allah to stop it. فَدَعَ النَّبِيِّ اللَّهُمَّ حَوَالَيْنَا وَلَا. Oh Allah, make it rain around us and not on us. Anas says he did not leave the pulpit until the sky what? Cleared. Who answered the dua? So this is an evidence. Comes in number five, is the miracles of the prophets. Musa alayhi salam, even you find it in the books of the Old Testament, that Musa had the stick and the stick turned into what? I mean, how in the world a stick will turn a sea into a bridge? Come on. Who caused this to happen but? For the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Based on this, ya ikhwa, we believe that Allah exists. Now, if you believe that Allah exists, then comes in the second three, four. You must single him out once it comes to his names and attributes. You must single him out. تفرده يعني توحده. Once it comes to his rububiyyah, you must single him out in your action. And this inshallah will take us to التوحيد بإذن الله تعالى, which we will cover next week inshallah. We're going to talk about التوحيد, an introduction to التوحيد. What is the definition of التوحيد? The types of Tawheed, and also the Tawheed with the deviated sects. I want to warn you, brothers, the 72 sects which the Prophet ﷺ spoke about, who will be dwellers of the hellfire, they differed in the Tawheed. They did not differ over, should I raise my hand in the salah like we fight? La, 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 la. In the Tawheed. الصوفية, they said وحدة الوجود. What is وحدة الوجود? العبد رب والرب عبد يا ليت شعري فأين المكلف إن كنت عبد فأنت رب. Basically Allah is in this cup. In a Sufi يعني. Oh. قل لك وحدة الوجود. يعني you could pray to this thing because Allah is in here. Some people take that stuff light when somebody asks, where is Allah? Yeah, Allah is in the heavens, ya Rajul, on the throne. But He is with us with His what? Knowledge. Vision. Naam? Anna al-Jahmiyya, al-Sufiyya, al-Ittihadiyya, not يعني الصوفية. Once we talk about Sufism, we have to be very careful. لأن عندهم the crowd, they have no clue, the crowd, what they are doing. They are just followers. But they have something called خواص, special طبقة أخرى, and they have something called خواص الخواص. ده بقى اللي إيه, وأعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. ده وصل اليقين, ده لا يصلي, he does not pray, he doesn't do anything. لأنه إيه, اتحد مع الله. ما هو هو توحيد. عندك الجهمية. الجهمية دول they negate all the attributes. They say Allah sees without a vision, hears without a hearing, knows without knowledge. نفي الصفات, negates الصفات. في عندك الفلاسفة, زي واحد, في واحد مشهور جدا في الدين الإسلام اسمه ابن سينا. ابن سينا هذا يعني if you check his عقيدة, دمار, خراب. يقول لك أنا بس أثبت إن الله موجود وخلاص. بس his names and attributes, his ربوبية, his actions, his essence, لا لا لا, we don't believe in that stuff. But we prove that Allah is موجود. طب الله موجود, طب الله موجود. ما هو using الفطرة, الله is موجود. You do not need this. عندك الروافض, الروافض الإمامية, they believe, الروافض الإمامية, they believe that the knowledge of the unseen belongs to their imams. الصوفية اللي هم خواص الخواص, they believe the night of the 27th of Ramadan, the big icons, أحمد الرفاعي والبدوي ومش عارف مين, طبعا those people are righteous people.
والتجاني أحمد التجاني, they actually meet the night of the 27th of Ramadan to decide your provision for the rest of the year. فالشاهد, the important thing inshallah, that next lecture we will talk about Tawheed according to the people of Sunnah and Jama'ah and how to understand it. And inshallah, we're going to talk about Tawheed with some of these deviated sects. And then after that, we're going to go into Tawheed al-Rububiyyah and Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah and explain those inshallah. And by the way, the lecture on Tuesday as well is maybe a continuation or related to this subject. So inshallah, every Sunday and Tuesday, we're going to focus on the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in light of the Quran and the Sunnah. Before Ramadan, so you enjoy the month of Ramadan inshallah. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. والحمد لله رب العالمين.